future is now. And welcome to the SBK Crypto Podcast. 15 minutes of crypto fame.
My name's Charles Story. I will be your host the next 15 minutes. We're coming live from the city of London, Shoreditch. So let's get down to business. Today's Monday, my favorite day of the week. And the date is the 16th of April. So that's great to hear. So today's podcast is going to be a little bit different. We're going to be speaking about what we did over the weekend. To fill you in, myself, Oliver, a camera guy, Shane, flew out to Amsterdam. And why did we go to Amsterdam? Well, we went to Amsterdam to go to attend NEO's largest European event, something very special. And being big believers in NEO and being early supporters of a lot of the projects that come off the NEO blockchain or come out from the NEO blockchain, we wanted to fly over and catch up with everyone and be part of this exciting project that NEO are doing and all the new projects coming out as well. So let me kind of fill you in. We'll start at the beginning and we'll finish near the end. So to kick things off, we flew out very early Saturday. We got up at 3 a.m. in the morning. We traveled to the airport. We got jumped on the Stansted Express. We then arrived at Stansted Airport, grabbed a coffee. We tried to film in the airport, but we actually got into a little bit of trouble because the airport police or the airport security guys said we needed permission to film there, right? So we had two guys with guns basically tied up and being like, hey, what's going on here? So we're like, whoa, okay. Stop recording. Jumped on the plane. Everything was really smooth. We arrived at the event, which was at the Delamar Theatre, just outside the city. Super, super cool area. The Delamar Theatre was absolutely stunning. It was a great theatre. So we rocked up there very early. I think we were probably one of the first guys to actually arrive. And to kind of kick things off about these events, it's just great to be there, to be part of everything. You know, you see all the projects because everyone's networking with everyone. So we want to give a big shout out to the Switchio guys, Jack, Ivan, and a couple of the core developers of the team. We spent a lot of time with them. We went for lunch with them. Just really, really on it individuals. On point, I would describe them as. Individuals who know what they're doing, that can execute to perfection, that have a track record in doing so. I believe they're a 6 to 8 man team. And what they've been able to accomplish, being the first decentralized exchange with volumes going up day by day, they've been only live for like 2 weeks, 14 days. So they've done incredibly well. Really, really down to earth guys. A great pleasure to hang out with them and also kind of hear what they're planning for this year. They've got some huge, huge plans. So I'm really excited to kind of document their journey and have them on the podcast again very soon once they come out with some more news. I know they just added a new advisor today, so congratulations to the team and the new advisor. We then kind of heard from Da Hong Fei, and he had a really interesting presentation. So he was talking about the NEO as not just the NEO blockchain, but NEO's ecosystem. So spoke about the NEO Council. They spoke about the distribution of tokens within the NEO Council, a lot of the projects that are coming out, and kind of creating a system whereby not one person needs to run it or have any control over it. It's run by the people for the people. So they have what they're looking to do is roll out everyone that holds NEO tokens will have a say in the running of NEO and all the different aspects within that. So that's really what they're not looking to do is create a huge Fortune 500 company, for example, whereby, you know, one guy who runs the whole show and there's like a select team of board members. They're not looking for that. They're looking for a decentralized process. And I think a lot of these companies, they've started off, they're running with a small team, some of them, and they've created a lot of wealth within the team. And it's really important now to create the next step, which is to decentralize the process of it and decentralize the leadership and having a voting system in place. And this is something that NEO is really, really good at executing on. And I'm really looking forward to seeing how they do this, because I know they're still kind of trying to figure it out. it's a big project. The vibe of the day is really good. The theater could probably see, I'd say, 700 to 800 people. The theater was absolutely packed. You had the bottom auditorium, which was full, which is where we were sitting. And you also had the upstairs balcony, which was pretty cool. I think that could see an extra 300 people. But everywhere was packed. We met so many interesting people there. I want to give a big shout out to Spotcoin. Spotcoin were an amazing project. And I was speaking with their CEO, I believe it was, and his name was Tim. Tim's the CEO of Spotcoin. He was very interesting. He was a character, I think, is what I'd use to describe him. A lot of these guys who go out there in the crypto space are normally characters, normally big characters with a really interesting story, and everyone comes from different backgrounds. I believe Tim was, he was a US soldier, and he was extremely interesting because the first thing he said to me is that the one thing I believe that all projects should be able to do is execute. And I was like, wow, me and you, Tim, are going to get along just fine, because at SVK Crypto, that's what we believe. If you look at any successful project out there, you know, you always see the traits of them being able to execute on their roadmap, the BOSQ, and everything that they make public and say they're going to do. You will see that. So for me and us at SVK Crypto, a project being able to make big statements and being able to back them up with real execution is always key, and it's something that we admire and we salute to the hard workers out there, because it is a grind. It's hard work to meet deadlines of all the other stuff that happens in the crypto space. So it's something that's very important to us. But one other thing that I think what I found in the day was that the level of understanding was high. People that came to the NEO event held NEO, A. B, they normally held a lot of the projects that were on the NEO blockchain, such as Trinity, Switch.io, so on and so forth, Red Pulse. And I think everyone was in support of NEO, and everyone wanted to be part of that. And everyone, if you invest in the space and you're part of the projects, you are part of the community. You are a member. You're part of the gang, and that's key. Everyone was there in a positive way. No one was there trying to badmouth anyone else. Everyone was there to learn from other people. Everyone came with an open mind, so it was great to talk to people. Everyone was very open with their story, how they got into the crypto space, what they're currently doing. You find a lot of people actually have, you know, normal 9-to-5 jobs, but trade crypto from the hours of 5 p.m. to 2 a.m., right? Like, you find a lot of those people, and especially at these events, they all come out because they're all holders and big believers in the space. That's always great to see. And it's great to see people that have made the commitment to do this full time. So whether you're a full time trader that participates in ICOs, participates in trading altcoins, whether you're someone that does a daily blog, whether you're someone that does a daily vlog, whether you're someone that does a daily, I don't know, it doesn't even have to be daily, just something that documents the crypto space. And there's tons of people out there, and it's always great to see the uptick with the amount of people that are looking to document the space and what's happening within it. And that's something very special as well. And something that I always say to people is that we're still very early in this, and everyone has the opportunity to be part of the events. I mean, for example, if you go to a NEO event and you have Da Hongfei speaking, I can guarantee you can have a 2-second chat with him. Hey, Da, thank you so much for having myself. I really enjoyed the event. Like, we're at the very early stages where everyone has access to everyone still, which is something very special, and I hope doesn't change. But that's probably the kind of key takeaways I got, just meeting lots of cool people. We met the Effector AI advisors, who are actually based in the UK. Really interesting individuals, really interesting backgrounds, two completely different backgrounds. One works in the civil service for the United Kingdom. I believe the other works in AI. So they're pretty switched on guys, and they trade crypto through the hours of 6 p.m. to 3 a.m., he was telling me. So he has a busy, busy lifestyle, but it was great meeting those guys. And it was great being in Amsterdam. Amsterdam's a really, really cool place. It's just a very special place. It's very busy, there's a lot going on, but it's also quite relaxing at the same time. One of the key points of the day for us anyway was the NOS launch of their GitHub depository code. So while we were there, it was actually launched live, which was something very special. No one had any idea about. A lot of the projects coming out on NEO are very interesting, because we had one called Macho Men. Macho Men was a game, and that was on the NEO blockchain, and they actually won a award for that. So big shout out to Macho Men. And something that Oliver pointed out, that's a really good point, was the fact that a lot of the projects on the NEO blockchain are actually working together. So you have Alchemint, they'll be working with Switchio. You have Trinity, they'll be working with Switchio, and they all work together in a way. So it's like Neo is building a platform, and all the companies that come out on Neo, all the projects, they all work with one another, which actually makes everyone stronger by working together, which is something you don't see on Ethereum very much. I guess the amount of projects that come out on Ethereum are nearly 50-fold what comes out on Neo, right? So it's a little bit trickier there, but they're very selective with who launches with Neo or who has their backing. And if you are launched by Neo, you definitely have a lot of support, a lot of help with other projects that are there as well. So that's something very special about Neo. One other interesting thing from the day was that we learned that the Neo Council will be split up. So when you see a project online, you won't see it backed by the Neo Council from this kind of day forth. It'll be backed by the Neo Global Council or Neo Global Capital. Neo Global Capital are an investment type arm that invests into the deals coming out of the Neo blockchain. And I guess they certify the deals that come out of the Neo blockchain as well. When they're backed by Neo Global Capital, you know that they've done their due diligence and their research on the deal. And it's something that is definitely or should be of great interest. Well, what happened after that? Well, we wrapped up, had some food with the guys, and we went out. So I won't comment on what happened when we went out. But the next day we were really busy, so we walked straight down to the I Am Amsterdam sign. We did a couple of cool videos there. Then we went to the Seal.network launch. Something that we didn't really plan the Seal.network launch. We were invited by one of the guys there. So we rocked up. We were actually trying to find where the building was, and it turns out we were right outside the building, right? So we ended up walking up, meeting all the guys there. There's probably 15 people in the room. Really, really cool venue, really cool place. It was great to meet the team. I always love meeting the team, because the Seal.network team were really cool guys, really enthusiastic about what they do, very passionate. And they've got lots of exciting things. And within the room, we met a lot of people who were trying to do cool projects. So one guy was looking to create a decentralized exchange. I believe his mainnet launch was going to be in like January next year. You know what I mean? Q1 next year. So a lot of people working on a lot of exciting projects, but it's still very early stages. So it's always great to hear the stories. A lot of people who are big investors in the space, very passionate about Seal.network. So it's great to hear their views and just learn a bit more about Seal.network, something that we haven't spent too much time on, but it's definitely something of great interest. So I recommend you guys checking out Seal.network, SEAL.network. The Telegram's live. They've got a great community. Definitely reach out to find out more information. Well, listen, that's a wrap. I got to bounce. Thank you so much for tuning in. We appreciate your attention. Have a great night. Remember to follow us on all our socials. Follow us on Twitter at @svk_crypto. Email myself, cstory, CSTORRY, at svkcrypto.com. And remember, as always, to join our Telegram, to be part of our community and keep up to date with all of the trips that we do, all of our events that are coming out in London. That's SVK Space Crowd. And by the way, if you're in the city of London on the 17th, which is tomorrow, hit me up, because we're going to be at the Hugh Boy event, which is taking place at the Leadenhall building. You've got all the big hitters from Huawei flying in from China. You could have Shane from SVK Crypto, the co-founder. You already know who he is. He's going to be presenting there. We're going to be very present there. So please come down if you're around and I can hook you up with some tickets. And on the 18th, we've got our event with Lisk, which we're really excited about. We've got the big hitters from Lisk flying from Berlin. You've got the SVK crew rocking up, and it's going to be big, and we're going to have lots of fun, and we're going to be speaking about all things blockchain. So come down. It's going to be held at WeWork Moorgate. I look forward to seeing you all there. That's a wrap, and I've got to bounce.
You've been listening to an SVK Crypto Podcast original. Follow us on Twitter at @SVK_crypto. Email us on cstory@svkcrypto.com. Leave us a message on our website, www.svkcrypto.com.